So I'm continuing along on my quest to finish the Kids miniseries. And as I get further in, I'm realizing I really don't want it to just be a miniseries. I've put a lot of ideas down on paper a few years ago, and I've learned a lot about pacing in comics and trying to fit in the story you want to tell without overwhelming the reader. And I've realized that I had to cut out quite a little bit of stuff I had planned. You don't have to cut out on foreshadowing by any means, but you gotta cut down on how much content you're trying to fill the issue with. I sat down tonight at about 10 o'clock at night and got to work, and I finished around 5 in the morning, a 5,000-word synopsis of the entire series. I began scripting a third draft of the first issue. Which is seemingly becoming more challenging as I'm filling my head with ideas and filling the series with content. But all in all, I had a really productive evening. I brainstormed with Nathan about all kinds of continuity problems and issues I may have, explanations of the characters' powers. We just went on and on and on, and Nathan kept working on his webcomic. It was just one of those really great little creative sessions. Something I kind of live for when working on anything creative is to be able to share it with other people, take their feedback, let them have an imprint on what I'm doing, and hopefully in the end create something better than what I would do if I just sat here alone, isolated with my computer. We worked through a lot of it. I'm exhausted, but I feel that this comic is gonna be as much fun as anything I've worked on. I was just shocked to see that 3 years later, a lot of these ideas are still fresh. And I'm not going to go on and on about how excited I am, but just the fact that everything's coming out smoothly is surprising, and it's making things a lot easier than I thought they would be. Knowing what the end product is going to be and all the bumps along the way, at least in the onset, it is helpful because the first issue will make sense. The puzzle pieces will be laying. There's a large mystery at the center of this comic, and so knowing exactly how it's going to play out will allow me to show the reader the hints that they need to pick up on. The next few days I'm going to be extraordinarily busy, and I'm not going to have much time to write, but having it all down and ready is a good way to start the project. I'm not just kind of fluttering through it, trying to put things together as I put it down on paper. It's going to be much more cohesive when I hand it over to Arjun, when I hand it over to other people about Monday or Tuesday next week for some feedback. They'll be able to look at the pitch of the whole series, not just the first issue, and kind of understand where I'm headed. It'll make the questions about the issue a lot less quarrelsome. But to say the least, I'm very excited. I'm doing some of my best work. And I'm trying to keep the excitement up. Me and Benny were talking tonight about how, when I played baseball, I didn't think I was going to strike out till the umpire called strike three. And when I started to do those movies in college, there was never any doubt that I was going to finish the project. And in looking back, yeah, everybody fails. Some of the best baseball players in the world fail 7 times out of 10, and that .300 batting average puts them on the All-Star team every year. I want to think that since this is my one big chance, that I'm going to succeed. And so I'm trying to put everything I possibly can down on the page and be very, very scrutinous of my own work. I'm hoping to hand over these 6 issues drawn by Arjun and 6 additional scripts ready to expand upon the series if sales warrant. And going in, I have high hopes, and I truly believe that this one first pitch is going to be what does it for me. And hopefully the idea well will continue to grow as it has over the last 3 years. The Kids was the first of 4 comic projects I started work on, and now it's going to be the first official pitch I make, and I'm just trying to build up that library of ideas and try to impress some editors. So anyway, day 3, A plus. Day 2, I pretty much just went to the bar, worked, and slept a lot, so I need to be a little bit more efficient in my time use, but a good day today at least.